Welcome to Women Winning Divorce, the podcast helping successful women navigate divorce with dignity so you can protect yourself, your children, and your assets. I'm Heather Quick, founding attorney at Florida Women's Law Group, where women win at life.
Hello, I'm Heather Quick with the Women Winning Divorce podcast. Today I'm commenting on commonly asked questions. Specifically, how do you keep hiring an attorney secret from your husband? Well, let's first explore why maybe you would want to. I do suggest that for many women often because you need time to get your head around everything that's going to be required of you, develop a strategy, and pick the timing. It's always better to pick the timing, be on the offense rather than the defense and responding. In many situations, if you were to tell your husband, and if they have control over the finances, they can make a lot of moves really quickly that are going to be disadvantageous to you, to say the least. So keep that to yourself. Begin with a plan. And if somebody tells you, oh, you and your husband should talk about it, like maybe in therapy, but if you're at the point where you're ready to hire an attorney for divorce, talk to your attorney first. And I've heard very few say, yeah, go tell them you've hired me today and this is what's coming over the next month. Because also keep in mind, I think this is a misconception. The day you hire your attorney, like everything doesn't magically happen that day. We need a lot of documents. There are things that are required in every state, in every jurisdiction that must be filed and it must be done correctly. So those things take time because one, you as the client have to bring them to us. Then we have to process them, get it all set up the right way. You review it, we sign it. That is not something we do in 24 hours. We don't operate in that fashion. That's not the way we do it. It needs to be done right because it matters long term. If you don't ask for the right things in the very beginning, initial documents, and it's not caught later and it was not done correctly, you're going to miss out later. We've taken over from other attorneys and they didn't draft the proper documents. Client's upset. They're like, I paid this person so much money. It's like, we need to redo them. Or you may not have an opportunity for alimony. You may not have an opportunity to look at an unequal distribution. So those things are important. And let's talk about some practical ways to keep your communication with your attorney private. One, you make sure your phone is protected. You have passwords and that you're not being tracked or being mirrored on your phone. We go through a lot of that with our clients in the office. Educate yourself, make sure it's correct. Maybe just get a different phone or a new laptop for your communications with your attorney. If you share a family computer, that should not be the place where you're checking your emails and looking at documents. And it shouldn't be on a phone anyway. When your attorney sends you things, please read them, understand them, and make notes for your questions, because then that's on you. If you're not going to read and ask questions about what you don't understand, and then you're angry later, that is just it's an unhealthy way to be. And speaking from obviously the point of view as the attorney who wants to help our clients, you're not helping us any. You're going to make it more difficult, then you're going to be upset, and you're not taking full responsibility for what's happening. So look at ways to have access to your documents. We are all electronic because everything in the court system is electronic in Florida. So you're not getting things in the mail. It is going to come by email. Make sure you have a new Gmail, Yahoo. The Apples are real secure and they don't, those passwords, they really protect your privacy. So look at that and maybe getting a Mac with an email set up on that. Like, take affirmative action to help yourself and keep your things private. How do you move forward with keeping your representation private? Like, that's just not going to happen eventually, right? Your husband has to be served. This is a lawsuit. And due process of law requires that he is served by a process server to be on notice that there's a lawsuit filed. At that time, your attorney will be listed. It is required by law. I cannot imagine any jurisdiction that would not. Because when you have an attorney, we have to file with the court and let the court know we represent you. Your husband will also be aware. Wanting to know when the right time about the impending divorce and that you have an attorney to your husband, talk to your attorney. Usually I would say for a lot of cases, let them get served. For cases that are extremely amicable and you're not in a financially abusive relationship, then I would say you guys can have a conversation and coordinate service. Maybe even coordinate the attorneys communicating if, it's like You guys have talked. He's got an attorney. You've got an attorney. Great. That's a good start to this process. You guys are able to have a mature conversation, and that is usually a situation where there is little to no mental abuse, emotional abuse, and financial abuse. So that's great. And that happens a lot. And it's a wonderful thing. It doesn't mean it's going to have to be adversarial. You should each have your own attorney. You should each get your own advice. We can't represent two parties in a divorce. So even if you hire us and say, well, I just want to hire you, my husband doesn't want an attorney, that's fine. But we're advising you. We are not advising him. And our goal is to advise you on what's your best interest. So don't be the one without the attorney, ladies. You got to smarten up and do what's best for you, because now this is your future. And don't rely on words like, oh, he says he'll always take care of me. That's just not wise. You're fooling yourself. Now, hey, what should you do if your husband does find out before you're ready? Let your attorney know, like, let's move forward. Hopefully your attorney's advised you, right? Make sure you have some money set aside. You have your own credit card. He can't turn you off. He can't limit your access to funds to pay bills. I hope that helps. I know it can be a big step and you're concerned about what's going to happen, but if you do your homework and you're really ready, it's going to be the start to your new life. And I hope this has been helpful for any of our listeners who have questions about or are going through this right now. And if you want more, go back and listen to the full episode 52, Hiring a Divorce Lawyer. And that was with my guest, Holly Moore. Thank you for listening.
Listeners, if you or someone you know in the Northeast Florida area is going through or even thinking about divorce, you're not alone. Taking that first step can feel overwhelming, but it doesn't have to be. Our newsletter is filled with actionable advice tailored to guide you through this process. By signing up, you'll gain the tools to face the unknown with courage and see if we're the right fit to support you during this life-changing time. Don't wait. Click the link in the show notes, fill out the form, and take the first step toward building a brighter future today.